I come to the gay and lesbian community from the experience that there was no community. There may have been some geography. There may have been some common meeting places, but there was, by no semblance, any concept of community. In the late 50s and the early 60s, gay people hated themselves and one another. I met the great floral designer Leonard Thorpe under four different names in maybe 5 years. Gay people didn't have last names. They were ashamed, they were frightened, they were intimidated. We had a phrase, drop a nickel on a sister, which meant call their boss and get them fired. When the show started in 1975, Houston did not have any semblance of gay and lesbian community as we know now. There had been an attempt in the late 60s, 68, 69, through the organization of Promethean Society to create an organization, but Rita and I, Rita Wanstrom, Papa Bear, this wonderful caricature of a magnificent person whom I've learned to love dearly and still love and respect, Rita and I tried to get gay homosexuals organized in self-defense to deal with, like, police problems and things of that nature. It was not about changing the laws or decriminalizing the felony sodomy statute. It was about getting the boot off our neck kind of thing. But we didn't know how to do that, and those people were not ready for that. We'd hold a meeting and get 200 people, and how we'd hold a meeting is Rita would call the other women's bars, and the bars would make an announcement there will be a meeting on a certain date at a certain time. And then we would leaflet the cars parked at the men's bars, a little flyer saying, giving the date, time, place of the meeting, and run them off on a mimeograph machine. And getting printing was impossible. In the first place, you go to places that did printing with gay material, and they would just, you know, either quote you a price of $4,000 for $150 worth of printing or run you out. We even had auxiliary health care. If someone got brutally beaten, and that happened a lot because coming in town and rolling the queers was a common practice in the 50s and 60s, we kept sterile sheets and sterile surgical instruments at one of the bars, and we'd spread sheet over the pool table and bring them in and put their face back together. Because you didn't go to any of the hospitals. If you went to the public hospital, which is Jeff Davis at the time, you're subject to be charged with an offense yourself. And if you went to the other emergency room, and there were only two emergency rooms in town at the time, the other emergency room, of course, was St. Joseph's Hospital, and the nuns were not unopinionated as far as being gay is concerned. So it's very difficult to understand what life is like when there is no gay or lesbian community at all. None. Zero. Silch.
This is Ray Hill, and I'm listening to Queer Music Heritage, and I want you to know this is some of the most important work in our culture.